The lawsuit alleged discrimination based on Title IX, which guarantees equal educational opportunities to students of both genders at schools that receive federal funds. The largest settlement amount, $900,000, will go to a former UConn hockey player who said she was kicked off the team after reporting she'd been raped by a male hockey player. The other four women will receive payments ranging from $25,000 to $125,000. One of them, Rosemary Ritchie, is entering her senior year at the university.
I will never forget where we came from and how we got here. But I am so proud of how far we've come.
The settlement acknowledges that since the lawsuit was filed, UConn has enhanced employee training on issues of sexual harassment, established a new assistant dean position for dealing with victim support, and taken other steps to reduce sexual violence on campus. Carolyn Luby was the lead plaintiff.
I'm optimistic about UConn's proposed changes, and I'm looking forward to seeing them implemented in ways that will make a significant difference for years to come.
None of the men involved in the complaints ever faced criminal charges. The school did not admit any wrongdoing in the settlement. University officials refused to speak on tape, but in a written statement, the chairman of the school's board of trustees, Larry McHugh, said, quote, "It was clear to all parties that no good would have come from dragging this out for years, as it consumed the time, attention, and resources, both financial and emotional, of everyone involved," unquote. After the federal lawsuit was filed, the Connecticut legislature held hearings and passed a law that mandates colleges in the state provide services to sexual assault victims, institute sexual assault policies, and report incidents to the state legislature. The student's attorney, Gloria Allred, says she was impressed the governor and legislature took the allegations seriously.
It's the beginning. It's not the end of what needs to be done. But we're very happy that they took the first step.
The U.S. Department of Education continues to investigate Title IX complaints by the plaintiffs and other women who filed complaints against UConn. Craig LaMalt, WSHU News.